This is a compact shibori stand set for Haribikita Shibori, Kasamaki Shibori, and Nuishime Shibori.
Yes.
I'd like to take a closer look at what kind of value this offers to someone who wants to start shibori dyeing or maybe try it more seriously.
Right.
Especially since it's tailored to very specific techniques. Haribikita, Kasamaki, and Nuishime, that's quite interesting.
Yes, it is.
So the question is whether this meets the needs of people who want to start with the right tools, aim for something more professional, or create original works using traditional techniques.
Yes, yes, I see. It might be more than just a set of tools. It feels like an invitation to experience the delicate skills of traditional handcraft.
An invitation?
Exactly. It's like a gateway to the experience of shaping something with your own hands.
I see. Well then, let's take a closer look at what's inside this invitation. First, there's the U-shaped metal fitting.
Yes.
Then there's another piece of metal with a needle attached.
Right.
And then powdered pine resin, a spool of cotton thread, spare needles, and two clamps to secure it to a desk.
Also, finally, the stand itself. It comes fully assembled. No need to put it together.
That's right. As for size, the base is 15 centimeters by 6 centimeters with a height of about 20 centimeters. Definitely compact.
Those two fittings are really the key elements of the set.
Yes.
U-shaped one is used in Kasamaki Shibori and Nuishima Shibori to handle the fabric more easily.
Right, for hooking and holding the fabric. It's also used in more advanced Boshi Shibori techniques.
And the one with the needle is for Haribikita Shibori.
Ah, the needle.
Yes, it's the dedicated tool for creating those extremely fine dotted patterns with needles.
Wow, a tool specifically for Haribikita Shibori. That, I can really picture the delicate work involved. I'm curious about the pine resin, though. How is that used?
The pine resin, that's an interesting element.
It's used to secure the needle when it comes loose or to adjust how far the needle sticks out.
You can adjust it too?
Yes, that's what makes it indispensable. You heat the area around the needle socket with a little flame, the resin softens, and then you can secure or adjust the needle.
With heat?
Exactly. That's when you adjust it.
I see.
It really feels like one of those traditional touches that make the tool unique.
Yes, if you don't know that, you'd probably be puzzled. Oh, you adjust it with heat. Does the kit also provide any support or instructions for things like that?
Yes, and that's an important part. On the website, there are detailed instructions for techniques like Haribikita Shibori and Kasamaki Shibori.
That's helpful.
So people won't get stuck when they try the actual process.
That makes sense. If you're just handed tools without guidance, especially for traditional techniques, you wouldn't know what to do.
Exactly.
That bridge really makes it easier to get started.
Right. This kit doesn't just provide convenient tools. It creates an environment for learning these traditional techniques properly from the beginning.
An environment.
Yes. If you start with improvised tools, you might miss subtle aspects of the craft.
I see. So instead of just learning the skill, you're able to access the authentic feel of the technique right from the start.
Exactly.
That's valuable for beginners and experienced practitioners.
Especially since the Haribikita tool is exclusive. You can only get it here. Orders come from Shibori workshops across Japan. So it's a set that works for both beginners and experienced artisans. Once it arrives, you can start right away, and it even includes essentials like pine resin and spare needles so you can continue working without interruption.
Yes. So it's really a great first step into the deeper world of shibori dyeing.
Exactly. And let me leave you with a question.
Yes?
Try to think beyond the tools themselves. In today's world, overflowing with information and obsessed with speed, what do you think it means for you personally to immerse yourself in a slow, traditional craft like shibori using dedicated tools? What kind of personal meaning or discoveries might you find in the forms you create with your own hands and in the process itself?